I think if a reader has read Jane Eyre and Wuthering Heights, they'll see lots of continuities between these novels and The Tenant of Wildfell Hall. But they'll also see differences as well, that it is a different kind of a voice and a different kind of a novel. I think that it's probably more strongly pedagogic than those other two novels are. In themes, I think there are lots of crossovers, that this is a novel about how to bring up a child, and so that those themes of education that are very strongly a part of Jane Eyre are very much part of The Tenant of Wildfell Hall. The question of marriage and the question of woman's role, I think, is very centrally in The Tenant of Wildfell Hall, just as much as it is in, particularly in Jane Eyre. I think that the account of masculinity and men, the concern with men and men's behaviour, is evident in all three of the novels, and particularly so in The Tenant of Wildfell Hall. I think men come off quite badly in The Tenant of Wildfell Hall. It's possible that The Tenant of Wildfell Hall is partly based on biographical material. When Anne was a governess in the second family with which she was a governess, Branwell, her elder brother, came and worked as a tutor with the same family. And Branwell was already, he was well known for his dissipated habits. He drank a lot, he took drugs, he'd already had quite a lot of affairs, and he began an affair with the mistress of the house, Lydia Robinson, and it's almost certain that Anne Bronte knew about this. The extent to which she knew about it, I don't know, people don't know, that there isn't enough evidence to say. She left the house, though, voluntarily, and a month later Branwell was sacked and the affair came out and everyone started to know about it. And shortly after that, he took to his bed and drunk himself silly and then died, actually not long afterwards, of TB and the related effects of alcohol and drug addiction. So Arthur Huntingdon seems to be based very largely on Branwell, his good looks, his charm, his sexiness, I suppose, and his final downfall. I should also say that Anne Bronte has although that the novel is quite a stern novel and quite a moralistic novel, it's a very optimistic novel as well. She has a very optimistic outlook on life. And at the end, everyone is forgiven, even the dissipated Arthur, who has a terrible death through his alcoholism. But nevertheless, he is forgiven and he is redeemed at the end of the novel. He does kind of have a moment of insight. So that it does have a very optimistic flavour to it as well.